From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Thursday, October 24th. A night of personal storytelling is happening in Chico tonight. As part of Arttoberfest in downtown, Bonfire Storytelling will take center stage at its biggest venue yet, Lexan Auditorium.
I guess it just hit at the right time or something. A time when people were really craving that kind of connection. And there is a really special thing that happens in the simple act of listening to someone's story.
That's Bonnie Pipkin, the creator of Bonfire. The event is multi-generational, and she says it really resonated with the Chico community.
One thing that I really try to do when I curate each show is to really have storytellers from various backgrounds and really, like, a lot of representation, people of color, queer people, like, across the board, really trying to present the most diverse range of voices that I possibly can.
And she says it's really resonated with the Chico community. The show happens each month. Learn more at mynspr.org. In other news, Safe Space provides low-barrier emergency sheltering during extreme weather to vulnerable Chico residents. The nonprofit had identified a building it hoped to use as its intake center for this year's overnight warming shelter operations. But they were told by the city they'd need to undergo a lengthy and expensive application process that could take months to complete and interfere with the group's winter plans. In response, Safe Space released a letter Tuesday urging the city to expedite the application process. Otherwise, staff say they may not be able to provide overnight shelter during upcoming cold winter nights. In an earlier email to NSPR, city officials said the permit process is a standard legal procedure that all agencies have to complete. Chico City Councilmember Addison Winslow released a statement on Tuesday that criticizes the city's homelessness policy and claims the city has misrepresented the situation to the public. In the lengthy statement, Winslow says the city mischaracterized Legal Services of Northern California, the law firm representing unhoused people in the Warren v. Chico settlement agreement. He says the city refused to negotiate in good faith while publicly blaming stalled negotiations on the firm. Not everyone in the city agrees with Winslow's view. Fellow council member Tom Van Overbeck criticized Winslow's assertions because he was not present at the negotiations while other city staff were.
And so you've got these people that all have the same account and they have firsthand knowledge. And on the other hand, you have somebody who was not in the room, so they have secondhand knowledge and it's one person and they have a different account. So who are you going to believe?
Listen tomorrow for an interview with Addison Winslow or find it at mynspr.org. And moving to election news. This November, 4 seats of the Chico City Council are up for election. NSPR spoke with the candidates to find out the issues that matter to them. Mike O'Brien is running for District 1 against Mike Johnson. O'Brien is Chico's former chief of police. He spoke with NSPR's Ken Duvall about his background and why he thinks Chico voters should choose him.
I am a graduate of Chico State, as my wife is, and we moved down to Los Angeles. I ended up getting hired by the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office. Worked for them for about 4 years, and we started having children. We knew we wanted to get back up into to Chico in the North State, and was fortunate to be hired by the Chico Police Department in 1992, and worked in a number of different assignments with the department, community outreach, I worked detectives, all that. And was appointed chief in 2015. I was chief from 2015 to 2020. I retired from the department in June of 2020. And then I was asked about a year or so later to throw my hat in the ring. There were two vacancies on our city council. I remember two people had left. I was asked to fill one of those vacancies. I went ahead and went through that process. I was selected. And I filled that that term for a year and a half. So my experience really starts with my time in Chico, which has been over 30 years. I've served this community. I care about it, and I want to see it thrive.
What do you see as the most pressing issues confronting Chico generally?
So there's a lot. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of very contentious issues. People have very passionate views, particularly about the homeless situation. And one thing I do bring to the table from that perspective, along with my time at the Chico Police Department, I also was a board chair of the Jesus Center for 8 years. So I worked on a number of those issues back in the day. And so I understand both sides to this particular. When I say both sides, I think there's Something that most community members want, and maybe in different quantities depending on your perspective, but generally people want to see compassion and they want to see some accountability. They want that somehow blended together. That is my perspective of balance, and balance of both the need to be compassionate, but also the need to have some accountability where people do not feel taken advantage of. And I really learned that lesson talking to people. Every Friday, the city manager and I at the time would go out with others in the community, and we'd go and knock on doors, and we would hear what was going on in our neighborhoods, in our business community. And I think that was invaluable because I heard things that caused me some concern. I would have neighbors that lived along a creek, and that would have individuals that were camping there and were disrupting the safety of their life. And if you're impacted by safety where you live, where you work, where we educate, where you recreate, as I like to say, that's a pretty significant impact to quality of life.
And what does compassion look like to you?
So compassion looks like opportunity, and I'm really big on opportunity. And there's a lot of layers to that, particularly when we're dealing with the homeless population. I've also had the privilege of working as the Butte Interagency Narcotics Task Force commander, so I see drug abuse in some of the most difficult forms in our county. We can take a lot of the homeless population and get them into tiny homes and get them into CHAD and some other great organizations like the Jesus Center, Torrey Shelter, so on and so forth. And I think some of that is somewhat easier than the service-resistant individuals. Trying to find a way to get them into service is very, very challenging. And I think understanding the issues of addiction and mental illness and somehow trying to get treatment to those individuals, I think that's a big part of that compassion issue.
Okay, great. And the city filed a motion in U.S. District Court seeking relief from some provisions of the Warren v. Chico case. Do you have any thoughts about that?
So that particular settlement, we needed to do something as a city. Clearly, things had gotten really, really bad. There was this very significant tension. We had encampments everywhere and some very large and dangerous ones. It was not a good situation. Because the Supreme Court had not yet ruled on what ended up being the Grants Pass case, it really put us in a difficult spot. And so we had to negotiate something really from a position of a lack of clarity. So that settlement was done, and many components of it I don't think a lot of people liked. We kind of felt like we were negotiating with a gun to our head. Really, like I said, some of the elements were not the best, and I think some of the interpretations later, I think that were not the spirit of that agreement, really came back and made it difficult for the city really to provide some of the safety elements of that. I don't think the city wants to get out of the pallet shelter. I think they want to provide that. We believe that it's worked well. But there's other elements of that agreement that I think were really impacting our ability to keep our community safe.
That was Chico City Council candidate Mike O'Brien speaking with NSPR's Ken Duvall. O'Brien is running against Mike Johnson to represent Chico's 1st District this fall. NSPR also spoke with Johnson about the topics he cares about. You can find that interview on our website, mynspr.org. And those are your headlines for Thursday, October 24th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Noor Grove.